you wanted to know everybody was there, but it's kind of a general question. Who?
Who was there? You
uh-huh.
mean?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. And if you're inquiring about the preacher's sermon about what he said, you might say, "Well, what?"
I wouldn't want you to hear what I say about some of them.
You say, what did they talk about? What all did they talk about?
A very good sermon or something like that.
Yeah. Do you say who all was there? Have you heard that? Or?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who use who all, and I find myself using the expression quite often about you all,
uh-huh.
which is typical Southern expression.
Uh-huh.
If you all.
Yeah. How do you use you all? Does you all refer to several people or
yeah,
to one?
Did you all know so-and-so? Or did you all go so-and-so?
Uh-huh. But does this refer to one person?
It can.
Or to
yeah.
several? Either way, you
yeah.
use it. Huh?
Where did you all go today?
Uh-huh.
The thing is a little misleading, like maybe Brooke come over here, the colored fellow.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's where I got on that. Because he's been coming here for 20 years, and the colored lady that cleans for me, she's been cleaning for 6 years here.
Uh-huh.
And I forget, and I catch myself using the Negro lingo quite often.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're very fine people, and Rosetta used unusually good English. She's the one I was telling you about. She knew operas better than I did.
Yes. Yeah.
And but I find myself using that Southern expression, which is used among you go South, and in the South they use you all very. It's very prominent nowadays.
Yes.
Always
uh-huh.
has been.
Well, now how about who all? If I were to inquire about
who all
was there,
you might say who all was at the party,
mm-hmm.
instead
yeah.
of saying who was at the party.
Mm-hmm.
You'll quite often hear somebody say, "Well, who all was there?"
Yeah. Is that common to your own speech? You think, or do you?
No, not
yeah.
too much.
But
I don't know. Perhaps a lot of people use it, but I would say. In other words, I'd say it isn't very good English.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Very good.
And well, I'm not an English student either.
Yeah, but you're your own grammarian, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. Everybody's that. Well, now tell me about the different kinds of homemade bread. Recall different breads?
And the bread line, we had what we call light rolls, and then we had light bread, cornbread.
What? Okay.
Rye bread, graham bread.
Uh huh. Do you recall any name being used that you yourself have used or others have used for cornbread besides cornbread?
Yeast bread.
Oh, yeast bread.
Yeah.
Not in reference to cornbread, though.
No. Uh-huh. No, there's no yeast in the cornbread.
Yeah.
But you take light rolls and regular home-baked bread, you can refer to it as a yeast bread.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've read that that 100 years ago or 150 years ago, so many Hoosiers liked cornbread that they called it Hoosier cake.
Yeah. I've heard
that. Have you heard that expression?
I've heard that expression.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'm not as being used as a everyday name.
No, no.
I've heard people speak of it that they call it Hoosier cake.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, some of the packaged cornbread that you buy today has quite a good deal of sugar in it.
Yes, it has.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.